WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. Mark Fogel, the American history teacher who the U.S. says was wrongfully detained by Russia since 2021, is back in the U.S. He was brought to the White House last night to meet President Trump.
I love our country, and I'm so happy to be back here. And I wish I could articulate it better.
CBS's Weijia Jiang was there for this emotional moment.
To watch this all unfold in this way, to have cameras capturing the very first time Fogel laid eyes on President Trump, for the President of the United States to greet him at the White House and welcome him home, to hear directly from the now freed American, it was a stunning moment.
The full Senate vote on the confirmation of Tulsi Gabbard to become Director of National Intelligence was supposed to happen last night, but old man winter caused a delay until later this morning.
The Senate has agreed to move the vote, the final confirmation vote of Tulsi Gabbard to become Director of National Intelligence, for 11 a.m. This comes as Washington, D.C. is in a winter storm alert. There is snow all over the place.
CBS's Christina Carujo. That snow has been falling over the mid-Atlantic states. This hardware store owner is in Cape May County, New Jersey, where the weather's good for his business.
We get almost every customer that's coming in is looking for a salt, something like that. So it's this time of year, if that's helped a lot. So we haven't had that much other stuff to sell.
Travel is hazardous in parts of Virginia, where this man owns a snowplow company.
It's very slippery, definitely. I mean, I know they're trying to catch up and everything, but it's definitely been hard.
Flu cases are at their highest level in 15 years, as we hear from CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. Jonathan LaPook.
The CDC says that every year, anywhere from 9 million to 40 million Americans get infected, and 6,000 to 50,000 people die. That's a ton of variation. This year so far, 24 million infections, 13,000 deaths, and these are preliminary statistics.
There is a new top dog in America, as heard on Fox Sports 1 last night.
Best in show at the 149th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, I choose the giant schnauzer.
Oh, Monty!
Monty the Schnauzer bested six other finalists. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has asked Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent about borrowing some armed IRS agents. She wants them to help with the president's mass deportation program. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds of the overnight with lows between 0 and 5 below. Our winds light. On Wednesday, look for some snow across the area. Accumulations, though, an inch or less. Our high temperatures only reaching the lower teens. It's 0 at our studios.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild returns discussing the gobs of money in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Also, the Wisconsin GOP wants state employees working in the office. Does that include legislators? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. Mark Fogel, the American who had been held in Russia since 2021, was released and is back on U.S. soil. He was taken to the White House last night.
President Trump is a hero. These men that came from the diplomatic service are heroes.
President Trump welcomed him back.
We got him home, and he's healthy. He looks good, actually. To me, you look damn good, I'll tell you that.
The president said another American release is imminent. Flu cases are at their highest level in 15 years, and CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. Jonathan LaPook says the numbers show a reversal with another health threat.
We're now seeing, the first time since the pandemic, deaths from flu are more than deaths from COVID. And in about 22 states, that's the case. And in some states, like California, deaths from flu are about twice the death rate from COVID.
Dr. LaPook says it's not too late to get vaccinated. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds of the overnight with lows between 0 and 5 below, our winds light. On Wednesday, look for some snow across the area. Accumulations, though, an inch or less. Our high temperatures only reaching the lower teens. Right now, it's 2 below.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl
Ingram.
Coming up on the next show, we'll talk with Flack and the campaign for lead-free water before discussing immigration in the city of Milwaukee with Mayor Cavalier Johnson and getting organized with Dr. Robert Craig.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
This is 93.5 The Tap. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
93.5 The Tap. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legalities and illegalities of the first couple weeks of the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here and Dan Schaefer in hour number two to recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington.
I will forever be indebted President Trump.
The newly freed Mark Fogel, released from captivity in Russia after 3.5 years, back on American soil and at the White House to meet President Trump late last night. Trump said this effort with Russia could help with the war in Ukraine.
It could be a big, important part of getting the war over with Ukraine. And we appreciate President Putin's what he did. He was able to pull it off.
CBS's Weijia Jiang has more on Fogel's White House visit.
The president just said that he was going to show Mark Fogel the Lincoln bedroom. He is a teacher of history, and Fogel seemed excited about that. But you have to imagine the state of mind he is in. In fact, one of the reporters asked about what conditions were like in prison, and